Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. The disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Verily I say to you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me." But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believes in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and goes into the mountains and seeks that which is gone astray? And if it be so that he finds it, verily I say to you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.